What is up, 91.1 WEDM? Anything Potable is here. DJ Breezy.
And Naya.
We have two special guests, the boys' football team. What are your names?
DJ Desky.
DJ Primetime.
This is all a part of our Bad Bets that you can find on our social media at 91.1 WEDM. Basically, what our Bad Bets is, we're making bets with the players. If they win the game, we have to do their workout, see what it's like at a practice of theirs. And if they lose, they have to do something of our choice. That could be dressing up as a character for a day, doing a workout that we choose, anything that we can think of, you guys have to do. So today for our podcast, we're just going to be asking you a few questions about your sport, you know, in the inside scoop of a football player. So first of all, what do you love about football? What do you love about playing?
Bro, it's like a drug, bro. It's like once you get going on it, you get addicted to it. Not like saying, you feel me, but that's how it's been all my life. I really just been like addicted to the game. Like, I just can't stop playing it.
Same thing as Devin said, like, you just can't stop playing it. It's like, it's something I've been playing since I was little, and it's something I can't, like, get off of, you know?
So, do y'all have, like, a person y'all do it for? Like, because I know a lot of people, like, always have, like, that one person, like, they strive for to be better for. Who's y'all person?
I say mine is my mom and my niece and my big brother, you know? My mom, she done everything for me. Make sure that I'm always got what I needed for sports and other stuff. My big brother, you know what I'm saying, he locked up, so when he get out, I want to make sure he's set for life, he's straight. And I want to make sure his kids are right, too, you know what I'm saying? I got to feed the family, make sure they all straight.
I'm doing it for mostly my dad. Like, he got me into it, and he's been by my side, like, ever since. Never, you know, left or nothing, so, you know, that's.
Yeah. I love to hear it. So is that like you guys' motivation, your family?
Yeah, definitely.
Most definitely.
What is your pregame routine? What do you do to lock in, get ready, prepare for a game?
I don't lock in till kickoff starts. But, you know, me, I just get dressed, you know, chat with the guys, make sure everybody know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We got meetings, walkthroughs, all that, so I make sure I'm on time to all them. And when we go out, I just, you know what I'm saying, talk to myself, make sure I'm straight, and let everybody know I'm him for real.
Okay.
Mostly on, like, what he said. We got, like, meetings and all that to prepare us for the game. But I mainly, like, listen to music to calm down my brain and focus on what I got to do for this game.
All right. I love to hear it.
I feel you on that. So, you know, like, athletes, they eat a lot. Well, they don't eat a lot before, like, a game. So, like, what is something, like, y'all can eat before a game?
Oh, definitely the fettuccine and the bread that they make us. Shout out to our parents. You know what I'm saying? Our parents, that, all that. Because they be making that fettuccine.
Fire.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
So, how do you regroup after a game? How do you recover, prepare for the next one? After a hard game, you know, you were going hard all game.
Well, we have Saturday morning practices usually after games, you know what I'm saying? We got to be there by 8:30. If you bruised up, banged up, you got to come see the trainers at 7:30. And we're on the field working out, stretching, like trying to get our blood flowing again, and our bodies recuperated and all that stuff. And then we go, you know, we watch film from the last game, and then we talk about a little bit of game planning for the next week, and the coaches meet on Sunday, they talk about it, and then we just come back next weekend ready to work.
Yep.
All right. How do y'all stay motivated, like, after y'all, like, lose a game? I know, like, that could be hard, and, like, people have, like, emotions about it, like, feeling real bad about it. Like, how do y'all keep motivated all the time to keep it?
What we do, we just basically just move on to the next, because, like, that's in the past. We got to keep moving on. Everybody got to stay on the same page. We can't just fall off. So we all just got to keep the same mindset, basically.
So what are you guys' predictions for sectionals? How are you feeling about going into it? Do you feel like you're prepared? Do you feel like your team is prepared? How do you feel? Just give us everything.
Nah, but I feel like we're about to get our 21st sectional championship this Friday. You know, we got a really good team. We got our quarterback, Beck Adonis. He played great his first game back. Offense was clicking on all cylinders. Defense was clicking on all cylinders. Special teams was on point, and our coaches was on point. Coaching was on point. And I just feel like we prepared and mentally ready to go out and go do what we said we was going to do in the summer.
I feel like we've took every step in this journey, and I feel like we going to make that run, and we going to win the game, of course, and even go even farther to state.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys. I hope everything is well.
Appreciate it.
I have another question. So when you're in game, what keeps you motivated? Like, say you're, like, hurting. What keeps you motivated to, you know, still perform well?
Me personally, it's just, like, not to let my brothers down. You know, a lot of guys look up to me on the team. A lot of guys like to see, you know, like, when I'm playing. So, when I know I'm hurting or I know I'm not playing well, I know I got to step it up for my brothers. Cause I know they going 110 miles per hour. They busting their tails to help the team win. So, I got to be on the same page as them.
Yeah, most definitely. Teammates, my brothers, and the crowd, like, they keep you motivated. They keep
for real.
They keep you locked in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a big part, too.
I love to hear it.
So, when, like, it's conflict on a team, because I feel like, of course, there's going to be, like, some conflict. So, like, how do y'all, like, deal with conflict on a team?
You know, of course we got conflict. You know what I'm saying? All brothers fight. All families fight. But at the end of the day, we got to be able to put our problems aside and realize our end goal and realize what we're doing it for, you know? Like, if we got to fight in practice or something, I get my guys together. I'm like, that's cool. We can fight at times. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't squash right then and there and shake it out, hook it out, dap it out. You feel me? Then y'all not really, we're not really brothers like how we say we are. So mm-hmm. just keeping that in mind that we all one big family.
Hey, same thing.
That goes along with what I was going to ask you guys about. Like, do you feel like your team does a big part in motivating? Like, describe you guys' team to us. Like, is it like a brotherhood? How's your team?
Oh, man, bro. I love the guys, for real, bro. They really, like, over these past 4 years, being with them a lot, they've grown on me. They're like my real blood brothers. I want to see all of them succeed in life. I want the best for them, you know what I'm saying? I want to do anything for them. Like, I just love them to death, like my mama had them.
Yeah, it's like a family. Like, I've been knowing them since I was a little kid. So, like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But, like, hey, that's all fam right there.
Well, I wish you guys nothing but success. I know you guys have your heads up high going into sectionals, so I hope you guys can do great. Well, that is all we have for you guys today. I hope you all enjoyed and tune in for the next podcast. Be sure to look out on our social media for Bad Bets. Anything potable out. Bye.
They're stuck.